I'm a year into my struggle with cancer. I've been asked hundreds, if not thousands, of questions about it by friends, loved ones, even strangers. I try to answer them all, but sometimes there are no answers. Sometimes we're making this up as we go along, just like everyone else. Last week, a friend of mine asked a question that stopped me cold. I had never really thought about it before. She asked, if I could go back to January of last year, knowing what I know now, how would the year have been different? I still don't have a great answer for that one. In some ways, it was easier not knowing what would happen. If I'd known what chemo was going to be like, the nausea that racks your body morning and evening, the fatigue that can't be conquered no matter how long you sleep, the pain that lasts for hours from an injection, if I'd known about all that, would I have still gone through it? Would I have gone through it knowing that at the end of the year, we were going to discover it wasn't working? If I'd known how many times my doctor would say, let's find a place to talk. That means bad news. Good news can be delivered anywhere. Would I have gone ahead anyway? I think the answer is yes. The chemo, unpleasant as it was, got me through the year. And let's face it, there weren't too many alternatives as far as I was concerned. I don't think I would have made the medical decisions any differently. The flip answer to the question might be that knowing what I know now, I might have drunk more, eaten more of my favorite foods, said to hell with a healthy diet, and just gone for everything on a dessert tray. But I don't think that would have worked either. As much fun as it sounds, I think I would have ended up where I am, only much fatter. I don't think that was the lesson I was supposed to learn this past year. There would be one good thing about starting the year over. I'd know how it ends. Last January, it wasn't certain, even likely, that I would still be here today. Eliminating that fear would have been a blessing. The knowledge might have stemmed some of the sadness, some of the tears, not just for me, but for those who care about me, too. Would I have lived this past year any differently if I had to do it over again? The heart of that question, I think, is not medical or physical. It's a question about who I am and how I chose to live the year. Sitting here now, I think I can say that with a few minor exceptions, I probably would do pretty much the same things all over again. I think I had about as good a year as I could have hoped for, given the circumstances. I would still try to get as much out of each day as I possibly could, and that includes those days when I was so sick I could barely accomplish anything. The key was, and is, to try. But would I want to relive this past year? No, not for anything. I'd rather face the uncertainty of the year ahead.